Joining us in the studio, business leader and guru, Hixonia Nyasulu for Boardroom 101. Hixonia has served on multiple global boards. She is the perfect person to give you business advice. And this morning, we've got her back in to discuss choosing a mentor in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101. I've noticed a lot of people in the last few years have spoken about a business coach or a life coach. If I can't afford one of these, how do I go about choosing a mentor for my office or for my work environment?
Right. I think one of the most important things to remember is if you meet someone once, no matter how brilliant they are, they may not be your ideal mentor. Yeah. And what people generally do is they go to seminars or they've been to a talk that they really enjoyed and they met someone who really impress them. They may be good, they may have wisdom, they may have experience, but you don't know them well enough to know if they would make an ideal mentor. So what you're looking for in a mentor is someone who doesn't just have wisdom and experience or expertise, but you're looking for someone who has respect for others because and their views, because you are going to need someone who will listen to your side. So a mentor doesn't only send, they have to receive it as well. You need someone who has a passion for people development, or what we call talent development, because if they're not interested in developing people, they're not a good mentor. They may be brilliant at what they do, but they're not good for you as a mentor. But you also need them in their own lives and work environment to be an exemplary leader, because it is all about setting the right tone at the top. And if you're being mentored by a crook, you will be a crook. If you're being mentored by an honest person, you will be honest. If you're being mentored by a visionary, you will be visionary, because the person guiding you guides you towards those kinds of things. So what do we look for in a mentor, for instance? A mentor is a person who's there to give you guidance and advice, but also to give you feedback. And feedback is one of the most important things in our own growth and development, because if you do not have someone who will look at you and tell you the things you do wrong in the most gentle manner, you will be lost. So you want a mentor who will speak truth to you, a truth sayer, in other words, who will be a cheerleader that encourages you but will call you on the mistakes that you make. You need somebody who will tell you the things you may not want to hear from others. So somebody who will have watched how you interact with other people, who will have watched how you deliver on your assignments and be able to say, you know, you're actually very brilliant, but you do not pay attention to detail when you do things. You're very slapdash about how you do things. You also need somebody who will use their own resources and tools. So if you're my mentor and you think, I would be good, for instance, I would need to hone my presentation skills, and you have resources to a studio, video studio or what, as a good mentor, you should use those resources to help. So for instance, you should say, come into your studio and I will speak to Tobani and see if we can give you 5 minutes just to see how your presentation skills are. We will let you use the resources and then we can play you back so you can listen to how you come across on that. You need a mentor who will not skimp on sharing their networks and contacts with you. So am I saying that the only people that can mentor you are people in your immediate circle? No, I'm not. So a mentor is not only someone in your workspace or your immediate environment. It might not even be someone you've had a direct relationship with, but you need to have given yourself time to watch them over an extended period. One seminar is not the right place to decide someone would make a good mentor.
Exactly. Mentor. So in a mentorship, you're not looking to copy.
To mimic.
Mimic. Yeah. You're not looking to mimic. No. You're looking for what is the essence of that direction and how can
And do it your way.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's what a mentor is. I just had to get that last one in. If you missed today's episode with Hixonia Nyasulu, just head on over to our podcast section right now for any of the episodes, all invaluable if you're trying to get ahead in the world of business. ecr.co.za. Click on East Coast Breakfast and share this with anyone you know who might be trying to just get a little bit ahead or a lot ahead in business. And for more information on today's topic, just head on over to htothepowerofyou.com. Make sure you tune in every Monday morning just after 10 to 7 for Boardroom 101.